I'm Lisa Mullins, and this is The World. Guatemalans cast their ballots in a presidential election over the weekend. No candidate achieved a majority, but a runoff is going to be held in early November. That's not so surprising. What is surprising is that one of the leading contenders for president is a retired army general who commanded troops during Guatemala's decades-long crackdown on Marxist guerrillas. 200,000 people died in that struggle, and the army was responsible for a majority of those deaths. Reporter Frank Contreras is in Guatemala City now to cover the election. Help us understand, Frank, why a former army general is favored now to become the next president of a country that turned its back on military rulers about 20 years ago.
Well, this particular army general, who's now the front runner to become the next president of Guatemala, Otto Perez Molina, does have a long history fighting communist rebels back in the 80s. He was also the man who brought the peace process into fruition in 1996. But now, the United States is very concerned with Guatemala because of the drug trafficking problem that's taking place and the tremendous amount of violence related to that issue of drug trafficking and organized crime. So this man is promising to use what they're calling mano dura, the hard fist, to crack down against organized crime here. And that's why he's showing so well in the polls.
So the United States was concerned about the spread of communism back in the era that you're talking about, 20 years ago, longer than 20 years ago. Right now, the U.S. is concerned about the drug trafficking. This presidential candidate is promising to crack down on that. Guatemalans themselves, have they forgotten what happened 20 years ago?
If you take a look at Guatemala's population right now, you'll see that the vast majority are actually young people who were not even born back in the time when the government was fighting the rebels in the 1980s. These are young people who are living through a time of economic crisis, of lack of social services, educational systems that are not great, high rates of malnutrition. And so these young people are looking for somebody who can bring the country back to a state of peace, a sense of security. And so they really think that this former army general is just the man to do that.
All right. So there are about 400 Guatemalan communities now that have sent formal requests to the government there to send in soldiers to protect citizens. Quite a change from 20 years ago. Is anybody expressing concerns about having a stepped up military presence now?
Definitely. There are human rights activists. Even the United Nations has suggested that using the military, such as Mexico has been using the military to fight organized crime, that could lead to widespread rights violations. When you use the military as a police force, as Mexico has done, neighboring Mexico, it has created a series of problems. And even the United States government has been very concerned about this, Lisa. There have been high-ranking hearings inside the U.S. Congress about whether or not it's still wise to use military forces in Latin America this way. But in these remote villages in Guatemala, in places where before they hated the military, now they're thinking that it's going to be the military that brings them security, because so far the government has appeared unable to do that.
Well, as you said, in Mexico, where the military has been used as a police force, the cartels are still acting with impunity there. So is that a model or not?
That's the big question, really, in this entire region, because, you know, you look at Mexico, Guatemalans are looking at Mexico because they know a number of those Mexican drug trafficking organizations are now operating here in Guatemala. The Zetas, for example, who are a former group of elite forces in Mexico, broke away from the government, became drug traffickers. Those people are now operating in Guatemala. And so they're looking at Mexico's model and wondering, is that really the way forward? But right now, things are so grave in terms of security that people are willing to take the risk. For example, a young woman just told me that she was engaged to be married. A police officer pulled her over, and she was so afraid that the police officer was corrupt, that he was going to rob her, that she took off her wedding engagement ring, and instead of handing it to the officer, she decided to swallow it. These are the kinds of things people are living through on a day-to-day basis: armed robberies, extortions, kidnappings, especially here in the Guatemalan capital where I am.
So what about Otto Perez Molina, who's running for president? What would he do about that, about organized crime?
One of his main goals, he says, is to create a new intelligence force that will be using the highest level of science to track down criminals and then bring them to justice. That's something that simply does not exist in Guatemala or in the rest of Latin America, for that matter.
All right. Reporter Frank Contreras in Guatemala City, Guatemala. Thank you, Frank.
Thank you very much.